real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And I am in hell in The Drive. Hence the reason why it is the year of the recall. My entire studio and network is being recalled, and I need a mechanic. I need a guy that hosts a show called Motors TV.
But where can we find him?
I don't know. If he was only available to talk on the radio to help us with our technological problems. But no, he's not available.
Is he?
Maybe he is. Anyway, BJ Killeen is the other voice, and Josh Hancock is the guy snickering in the background. He's trying to stay out of the limelight over here. We're having some technical hell today on the show, so bear with us. We'll probably be, you'll be listening to a doctor show momentarily, because it'll just
about
flip.
Butts?
I like big butts, and I will not lie.
Chris Duke from Motors TV. Let's hope he's there. Is he there? Are we talking? Are we on the air?
I'm here.
Oh, he fixed it already. See, I knew I could just get somebody like Chris sends me a text. Your stream's not working. I'm like, oh, my God, everything is broken. Somebody has hacked into my life and stolen my heart.
Yeah, it's all just playing music now, Alan.
I know, but you know, it's because it's actually most of the people would say it's better than listening to that crap. Anyway, it's all right. We'll fix it. All we got to do is pay the bill. They'll turn it back on. Anyway, I'm
sure. Don't take my lines.
Stupid. Yeah, exactly. I could hear. I was channeling what you were about to say. Chris Duke, we were together at SEMA, the big trade show, and you had the big Jeep out there and had a good time, I'm sure. But I got to tell you, man, this technology, I mean, it's so funny. As much as I love all these old cars that are sitting around us, and it was such a better time of life when things were simpler. I got to tell you, as much as I love technology when it works, I love the fact that if my car breaks down, I can be Alan Taylor MacGyver, because I can fix anything as long as it's not electronic. I can get out there and baling wire and duct tape, and I'll get back on the road. But when it's electronic, I want to put a gun to my head.
Dude, yeah, you just gave me another idea.
Oh, God.
Are you going to cry, Alan?
I got this morning. I wanted to listen to it. You said that it would work on mobile, so that was the first thing that I tried. And I went to the website, and it opened up this new window that I'd never seen before. It asked me to install some app, which I did, and that didn't work either.
Uh-oh.
So I went to my desktop, and
don't do that.
Showing me music, and I couldn't find
you. No, but here's what it is. I just extracted all the money out of your bank account. See how it works? God, technology. And I'm driving the new Cadillac ATS and love it to death, right up until I started to try and figure out how to use the Q. It's the Q, which has no knobs whatsoever.
How do you turn on the radio? I don't know. How do you change the heat?
I don't know.
It's frustrating.
This is an amazing point, though, because people, and Ford had the big problem with my Ford Touch.
Yeah.
BMW's had the problem. People, especially recently with the Ford stuff, which is pretty well straightened out, but love this car, can't stand this interface when there's a problem. And people really dislike an automobile just for the computer. Has nothing to do with reliability, drivability, the rest of it. And that's pretty unfortunate for a manufacturer.
Why I will always have a classic something so that when the sun burst happens and all the cars stop on the freeway, I'll go drive right on by them with my whatever that's classic.
Unless it's a crank, you still got a battery.
Now. Josh, that's the vehicle now is the computer. So if the manufacturer hasn't dialed that in, you know, what have you got?
I agree. It's a part of life now. I mean, the difference in 5 years.
Chris, you don't do electronic things on the vehicles on your show, do you?
It's been a while now, actually, but we have installed stereo systems, head units, speakers, amplifiers, and an alarm system.
But nothing like with the computers that
run, no, he's smart. He's not going down that road. I'm telling you what, classic cars are where it's at, and that's why we are in the hobby. Hold tight, and you will soon...
Try to see it my way.
That's right.
Do I have to keep on?
You're listening to The Drive. We'll be right back with more.
Why do you see it your way? Run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out.
All right, you're listening to The Drive. Once again, technical crap today. It just happens every so often. That's my life. Our show brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals. They can probably help us with our studio today. They are the information resource for the DIY enthusiast and the worldwide leader of automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. And you can get them now on your iPad or your
tablet.
Tablet. Thank you. And you can watch videos and all that kind of stuff, or you can just go to motors.tv and watch Chris Duke doing it on his, I mean, actually working on cars, not doing it. Anyway, Chris Duke back with us. Josh Hancock, BJ Colleen. Chris has got many videos out there of, you know, the DIY thing. And I think 500,000 or so people have watched him do his rebuild of a small block Chevy, which is evidently a popular thing to do. Chris.
Yeah. Alan.
People like to watch you for some reason, Chris.
Chris, are you doing these builds really step by step, or are you like leaving out parts? You watch these shows.
That's why
like,
he started.
Hey, okay, we're going to put the engine in. All right, now we're going to start it. It's like, what happened in between
No, BJ. That's why I started Motors, is because of all the shows that were skipping stuff. They'd go to the commercial break and come back, and stuff would be done, and I'd be frustrated because that's exactly what I wanted to know how to do. So nowadays, because we've got to
Once again, it's been nice having you on Chris.
We're
skipping ahead to...
No, we're not.
Oh, sorry.
Let him finish.
Go ahead,
what are you
Chris.
Doing?
He doesn't know.
Let me
tell you what the technical problem is, Chris.
Don't start with me. I'll do it again.
I want to hear what Chris has to say.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay.
Go on, Chris.
Jeez. No, because we have so much content now, there are things that we now skip over, and we just refer viewers to previous episodes because we don't need to cover it again. So that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, it's true, because after you've installed, you know, 4 or 5 superchargers, you don't need to show it again because it's available on demand. That's the beauty of the on-demand world. Now, the nice thing about the Internet, as long as your Internet is working... like we didn't have this morning, when it's working, it's wonderful because you have instant access to anything you want with a couple, what do they call it when you're doing like this, BJ?
Typing?
Yeah, but no, they don't call it typing anymore.
Inputting?
What do you call it?
Multitasking?
No. The 19-year-old hit the nail on the head. Keystrokes.
Well, same as inputting.
Yes, okay, fair
well,
enough.
Well, did anybody
I'm
invent
to get
something?
Technological here.
Has anybody invented something where you can keep your tablet on a mount and stick it on the hood of your vehicle so you can watch the video and do as they're doing, like you do on a cooking show where you watch it?
You mean dashboard.
No, she's talking about when you're working on the engine.
When you're driving.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
I went there, too.
I've seen this sandbag-looking thing that will hold, your iPad, and then it'll kind of put it wherever. And
you should be able to clamp to the car so it doesn't fall off.
That's called duct tape.
The sandbag thing is like what they do in rental cars with the nav units.
Right.
It's a sandbag. To put it on the
dash. Right with a non-skid.
Yeah. That way you can watch the video so you can do as Chris does. So he says, step one, do this, and you can be watching. But you can't hold a tablet while you got your hands full of tools and working
on
an engine.
That's what your significant other is for, ladies. Have your man.
You didn't just say that. Woman's holding the tablet while the man is working on the engine.
No, to have your man hold your tablet while you're working on your car. That was what I was trying.
Well, then you don't get any work done if that's happening.
Jam it in there between the spark plug wires. But yeah, a lot of people do that. They do have their mobile device out there and they watch Motors and do it step by step. So I've heard of that happening a lot.
What's the next episode? What are you working on right now?
More Jeep stuff, and we got our SEMA episode because we did some filming at the SEMA show at the Motors booth. So we've got I think the very next episode is going to be the Jeep bumpers and winch episode, along with some Adam Taylor content, and then we've got our SEMA episode.
Yeah.
And then more Jeep stuff. And then who knows?
It's the thing that you guys do, and this is the point, is that you make a show about one, like putting the supercharger on the Jeep. I mean, that's one episode. And then, lifting the Jeep is one episode. And what I'm adding to it now is adding some variety of, different things that we'll be doing on the show, which we cannot tell you. We'd have to kill you.
Why can't you tell us?
Because we haven't done it yet.
We'd have to kill you, Josh.
You shot one, right?
Go to jail.
You shot.
Well, Chris, when you do a project with something like adding a supercharger to the Jeep, do you also take into consideration that this can be done on other vehicles, and you say that as well? So, hey, if you have a Jeep or you have this car, it also works for this vehicle. Or is it strictly only the Jeep you're working on?
Yeah, it's usually vehicle-specific things, but that how I approach it from the episode. But a lot of people view the finished product and they apply it to other vehicles that they're working on. I've heard that a lot about engine rebuilds and other products that we're installing. But from the episode production standpoint, yeah, we are installing this specific product on this specific vehicle, and this is how you do it. So if we're doing it on a Ford, somebody else might have a Chevy or Dodge, and, you know, it might just, you know, it's helped them as well. I've heard that.
You can watch the television show we're talking about, Motors, M-O-T-O-R-Z .TV.
All right. Is it Wango? Is it Tango?
Oh, thank you, Ted Nugent. Chris Duke, everybody, my new friend and partner on television, and we'll be right back with more.